How many homeowners in Roanoke or Norfolk operate Airbnb rentals? That remains a mystery to local government leaders there and everywhere else in Virginia. That's because Airbnb won't say how many locations it has or where they are. Frank Schaffroth at George Mason University says Airbnb likes to promote itself as part of the sharing economy, but he says the company shares very little about itself.
It particularly does not want to have to deal with local governments, which in Virginia, as in every other state, are the level of government that deals with land use, zoning, noise protection, crime.
Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia Center for Politics says lawmakers realize they may be setting an important precedent.
We're probably going to have other companies coming along, changing the lay of the land in other areas of the economy. And so how they act here could also foretell how they might act in other areas, too.
Next month, members of the Virginia Housing Commission are expected to consider a series of recommendations for the next General Assembly session, one that could include a knockdown, drag-out fight about how much power local governments should have over Airbnb rentals. I'm Michael Pope.